My name is Katia Aureli, Katia Aureli, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Robin Hoffman, R-O-B-I-N, last name H-O-F-F-M-A-N. This patient was seen on November 29th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to diabetic nephropathy, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity and the aging process, as well as nicotine dependence period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 33 from 49, creatinine of 1.8 from 1.8, and a GFR of 31 from 31. The patient admits to dietary indiscretion and reports increased intake of animal proteins, specifically red meats, period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 1998 milligrams from 1877 milligrams, and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 3,340 milligrams, period. There is evidence of pyuria, however, the culture is negative. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. She is currently taking Farxiga. However, there is no improvement in the proteinuria despite the intake of Farxiga. Unfortunately, due to the elevated potassium of 5.4, we are unable to start her on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. She does have elevated elevated kappa light chain of 48.7, as well as elevated lambda light chain of 35.3 with kappa lambda ratio of 1.38. She also has a mildly abnormal protein band 1 of 0.3. We will refer her to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation, period. If the proteinuria persists despite continued improvement of the diabetes, we may consider a renal biopsy for further evaluation and to rule out we may order a renal biopsy to confirm the actual cause. We may order a renal biopsy for further assessment of the proteinuria, period. The nephritis workup was negative for ANCA, vasculitis, autoimmune diseases, PLA2R. And other workup period. Her CRP is elevated at 22.7 and sedimentation rate at 31. We recommend and reinforce adoption of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein, processed foods, and dairy products as much as possible. The elevated kappa and lambda light chains, as well as the alpha-1 globulin and protein band, could be related to acute systemic inflammation or an acute inflammatory response. However, as previously stated, we would like for the hematologist to further evaluate for any other etiologies. Period. Number two, proteinuria. As per number one, she is taking the Farxiga and Trulicity at this time. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.4. This could be related to the elevated A1C. Period. We provided her with written instructions on the dietary restrictions and instructed her on the importance of adherence to a low potassium diet. Period. She denies any palpitations or chest pains at this time. Next line, metabolic acidosis with a gap of 12. This is likely related to the hyperglycemia. Her CO2 is under control. We will continue to monitor. Actually, her CO2 is mildly decreased at 19. We will continue to monitor for now. She denies any respiratory issues. Next line. Elevated CRP and sedimentation rate, which could be related to her nicotine dependence and dietary indiscretion. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia, which is improving. However, it is still not at goal. Her A1C is 8.4% from 9.4%. We recommend continuation of the current treatment and adherence to a diabetic diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is improving. However, it's still not at goal. The total cholesterol is 180 from 334, HDL 37, triglycerides 233 from 364, and LDL 108 from 230. Continue with the current regimen. We anticipate that if the patient follows the recommended plant-based diet, her lipid panel will be normalized by the next visit. Her lipid panel will be normal by the next visit. Next line, atrial fibrillation. she follows with Dr. Cook. She saw him last Wednesday. Next line. Bilateral lower extremity edema. This could be related to her administration of amlodipine, which was increased by her PCP at her last visit with them to 10 milligrams. Since the medication was started a week ago, we will continue to monitor for now. We advise the patient to decrease her intake of sodium in the diet to 2 grams in 24 hours and to decrease her overall intake of fluids to about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. We'll also advise her to wear compression stockings and to elevate her legs when seated. Period. Arterial hypertension. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 146 over 71. She was recently started on lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. The lisinopril could also contribute to her hyperkalemia. We will continue to monitor for right now, and we will repeat the BMP in 2 weeks. To see if there is any improvement. If there isn't, we may adjust the dosage of her current regimen or discontinue it altogether. Next line. RLS, next line, history of uterine cancer, 1995, status post-chemo and surgery, next line, COPD, next line, nicotine dependence, we strongly emphasize the necessity to quit smoking, next line, obesity with a BMI of 32, she weighs 202 pounds today. We recommend she has gained 8 pounds since the last visit. This is likely related to fluid gain. We recommend dietary and lifestyle changes, period. This edema could definitely, disregard what I just said. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency, continue with the vitamin D supplementation. Next line, hypothyroidism, continue with the replacement therapy. The thyroid panel was within normal limits. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in a few weeks with laboratory workup. Next line, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the medical records, 18 minutes discussing the plan face-to-face with the PE / ROS, and 7 minutes on documentation and